Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast. J Street Vibes. Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
J Street Vibes live. You are looking live. I always say that, man. So you can't address that man no more. That's your boy. That's your boy, Brent Musburger.
Now, I was referencing Eric B. and Rakim about Push. I don't know about Brent Musburger.
That's your boy, man. That's your, you know, your play by play guy.
I don't listen to him usually, so I reference Rakim. I was talking about Rakim.
Well, I ain't mad at that. Yeah, you got the J Street Vibes live show. Jason Jones of The Athletic, Kenny Caraway of ESPN 1320, coming to you live after a Kings loss to the Milwaukee Bucks, 133-124. We'll get into just kind of looking back at this game and some of the particulars. First and foremost, Jason, I thought it was a hell of a game, man. I thought it was a great game. Two really good teams. The Bucks are phenomenal. Giannis, I don't know what you do with that dude, man. 46 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. I don't know what you do with Giannis. I'll start off here, Jason. I seen Embiid. You know, as far as just like with the Kings and stuff like that. Seeing Embiid, seeing Jokic. Giannis is the best player in the world. That dude is unbelievable.
Yeah, especially when you don't put a body in front of him all night. I mean.
They had a body. He just kept going through him and jumping over him.
Well, see, that's the thing about the way they play defense. That when you get the really, really good players. Because when I measure the Kings, I measure them against teams like this. I don't care if they beat the Suns without KD. I don't care if they beat a depleted Grizzly team. Here's what you're getting measured by. And when you play you want to be amongst the elite, this is what, you know, they're going to see a 50 ball or two in the playoffs. They play defense like that. And I know I'm the one everyone says, oh, you know, well, they defend in the last 5 minutes. You let a guy get rolling like that. They don't care about you. The best of the best don't give a damn about your defense. When you let him get
rolling
like that.
I'll push back. That we're not doing that tonight, Jason.
He put up
54 on the Clippers. Are they unserious? He put up 35 on Miami. He put up another 38 on the Lakers. He put up 36 on Boston.
I ain't talking about
unserious. Are those unserious teams?
I didn't say they were I ain't talking about the mother. I'm talking about tonight. What I saw tonight.
He does that against everybody. He's got like 11, 40, and 10 games this year. He does it against everybody.
Okay, so, yeah, letting the guy get damn near 50 is okay because he does it.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying there are times. Clearly, there are times this year when he's going to get whatever he wants. And tonight was one of them nights.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I'm just to get off your lawn, man, because I can't get with that. I can't get with giving up 133 points.
They do it on the regular. They usually score them. It happens.
When you talk about being serious in heading toward the postseason, if you cool with that, okay.
I'm just telling you what it is, what typically happens. That happens. That's the NBA.
Cool, if you cool with 80 points in the second half.
It's the NBA. It happens.
80 points in the second half happens.
Absolutely. The Kings put up 100 and a half into overtimes. Yes, it happens.
80.
Yes.
On the regular.
100. They put up 100 and a half into overtimes.
On the regular. That don't have 80 points and a half ain't on the regular.
Are the Kings give up 80 on the regular? And a half? No. It happened tonight because they're playing probably the best team in basketball and they lit them up. Ain't nothing against that. It happens. In a seven-game series, if that happens four times, you'll go home. The job is to make sure it won't happen. It ain't happened four times since the All-Star break. It It ain't happened before. But now they go.
You ain't playing the best teams over every night.
So we gonna play the best team every playoff series?
You won't be. You see much better.
You only gonna see this team in the finals. They didn't play everybody else in the West except for Denver. They didn't play the Clippers. They didn't play the damn Suns. They didn't play all these teams.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop and say it's okay to give up 80 points in a
half. I'm not saying it's okay to give up 80 points. I'm just telling you.
It's okay to give up 130 some points. You know, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm just telling you what happens.
Okay. and I know you haven't, you know, really experienced the playoff basketball thing in about 20 years. I'm telling you, it ain't gonna go this easy in about a month.
What? How easy? How easy?
You think you're going to – I don't say.
Talk to me. Talk to us. How easy? J Street Vibes here. We live. Jason Jones, Kenny Caraway. Talk to me.
What I'm saying is this. When you get to the postseason, uh-huh. You got to see a Luka Doncic 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
Uh-huh.
You got to see a Kyrie. You got to see a, I don't know, Anthony Edwards. You got to see these guys repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
You going to keep up giving up 40, 45 points to those guys?
I doubt it. They didn't play them 3, 4 times already. They're not averaging 40 on the season. So I doubt that's what happened.
Okay, you got more.
And look here. Let's be perfectly clear. Yeah, them dudes can get hot. They score whatever. They're not Giannis Antetokounmpo. Simple as that.
They can make them look like that.
They're not him. They're not him. They're good. That's the best player in the world. They're not him.
They can make him look like that.
No, they haven't done it this year. They haven't done it. For all that they don't play defense and all this other stuff, they ain't made nobody look like that all year. They didn't play these guys. They didn't. Who doing that on the regular against the Kings this year?
Devin Booker don't give them no work.
What did he do on Saturday?
That's one game.
What did he do the time before?
What?
What did he do the time before? What, he have like 30-something? And on top of that, he Devin Booker. He a good ball player.
That's who you're going to see in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's fine.
Guys like that.
And that's fine. And those dudes will do that regardless. They do it regardless. Phoenix wasn't serious when they played him in the NBA Finals. When Giannis put up 50, Phoenix didn't play no defense, huh? That's what happened. You just don't play no defense.
I'm just saying,
every time Giannis don't score 40 or 50, it's because the team don't play no defense ever. That's what it is.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you as a team have a propensity to allow guys to do that.
Who else doing that? Booker ain't put up 46.
Okay. Who put up 40?
Against the Kings?
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, Kawhi. I don't think Luka did it. I don't think Kyrie did it.
Okay, now we're playing some. Okay, was it 40? Was it 38? Was it 36? Whatever. The point is, this team scored 80 points and a half, shot well over 50%.
They were cooking. And Middleton had 30-something. The Bucks were cooking. The Bucks were absolutely cooking.
And you don't see any correlation between the Kings' defense and guys cooking?
I don't think the Kings are a very good defensive team.
And that's my point. That's my only point.
But nobody – so the Bucks give up 124. I guess are they not a good defensive team?
They won by nine.
And are they not a good defensive team?
They're a good defensive
team. They played what the way the Kings typically played all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Fox had almost 30. Sabonis had a triple-double. They couldn't stop Herter to save their lives. Mm-hmm. Are the Bucks not a good defensive team?
They didn't give up 80 in the second half.
They gave up 124. Is that 129 or something like that? Is that good?
No, it's not good. But you can do that. You can get away with that when you're getting 133. You getting 80 and a half.
Yeah, they ain't always, and that's the whole point. They ain't always getting 133. Not the Bucks. I'm talking about the teams that play the Kings. And this is the exception, not the rule.
Okay.
And put up 133 and average 133 for a series.
Against the Kings, you can.
Okay. The league ain't averaging that this year. They ain't averaging 133. They ain't averaging 133 against the Kings.
Okay.
They ain't averaging that.
Okay.
So do it for a whole series.
Okay. Somebody will.
Okay. Look, they're gonna do it in the Western Conference Finals, and it's gonna be like, I told you, after they didn't already won two series. I told you. Eventually, probably eventually they're not gonna win a championship with this type of defense. Probably. We're in agreement with that. To mean like you just can't beat nobody in the playoffs. please. Wait, who gonna stop them?
Okay.
Who gonna stop them? Dallas gonna stop them?
Dallas don't stop nobody.
Okay, so they might play them. Minnesota gonna stop them?
Minnesota got a better chance than Dallas do.
Is Minnesota gonna stop?
You say stop is relative. When you say stop,
they gonna keep the Kings. They gonna keep the Kings from averaging 130 themselves.
I think Minnesota could.
We'll see. Then the Warriors on all their road games, they gonna stop somebody?
Probably not.
Absolutely not.
But the Warriors can get. You don't think Steph and Klay can get 40 each?
Yeah, absolutely. Get 40 each. That's 80 points.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Jordan Poole gonna have to step up. He might.
They could go 20-20. They could go 30-30-30 for all I know.
They might. They might. They can give up 30-30-32. So, like, here's the whole point of all of this. You're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. To me, there's one Milwaukee Bucks in this league. There's one. All right? There's one. It's not that's what happens in the playoffs with all these guys. There's one Milwaukee Bucks. And you know what, Jason? If they get their ass lit up in the NBA Finals by the Milwaukee Bucks because they don't play no defense, I tip my hat. And
we got a long way to go to worry about that.
But that's all I'm saying, and that's my point. There's one.
I'm not measuring them against Phoenix without Kate. I'm measuring them against the best of the best.
There's one Milwaukee Bucks. Phoenix ain't Milwaukee.
Exactly. And you was like, "What about Phoenix? That ain't Milwaukee."
Yes, you ain't. My point is, you ain't playing a Milwaukee till you get to the NBA Finals, and you talking about that's what's going to happen in the playoffs. You not playing a Milwaukee. There's one Milwaukee. Maybe there's a Boston. And that's it. That's it. Nobody else defends like that. Nobody else has the combination of scoring and defending like that. Nobody else. It's them and Boston, and that's it.
Okay.
Maybe the Clippers. But you don't take the Clippers serious. Giannis put 50-something, 40-something on their head. You don't take them serious. He put 54 on their head.
Okay.
You don't take them. You take the Clippers serious?
I got to see them actually stick together for a while. I got to see how they hold up health wise. For me, it's not about are they going to play the Bucks or not. My thing is about what do you do against the best of the best. You a two seed right now.
You lost against the very best. That's why you're not a championship team. The Bucks are a championship team. Can you win in the playoffs? Absolutely.
Okay. So I just want to. Okay. So maybe people stop hitting me with can they win a championship? Because whenever I say they're not a championship team, I get all you hating. I'm like, you see a championship team right now?
I find it hard to believe they can win a championship with, to your point, the defense or the lack thereof that they play. Can they get to the Western Conference Finals? This Western Conference where nobody plays defense? Absolutely.
Yeah, depending on your draw, yeah.
Absolutely, they could get there.
We'll see.
We will see. My
point is just that I don't hold them to at least they're in the playoff standard. I want to see. You the two seed. To me, if you were two seed, you must be playing for a chip.
Yeah, play for the chip.
And if you want to play Western
Conference Finals, they can get to the NBA Finals.
And if you want to play for the chip, I'd like to see you not give up 80 points and a half.
Okay. They gave up 80 points and a half tonight. They didn't do that the other night.
It ain't like this is an anomaly. Like it can't happen again.
Then they've scored 100 and a half. They could do that too.
Yeah, they can do that. They can also give up 100.
But they can score 100. I want to see somebody else score 100 and a half and two overtime.
Playing against them, they will.
It hadn't happened.
Okay.
It doesn't happen.
Okay.
We can go for off. Me, we can talk about what they could do all day. It hadn't happened.
Yeah, this is not a ring the alarm moment for me. This ain't an oh my God moment. I mean, this is who they are. And I'm just saying, I don't measure them by beating. I'm like, okay, where are you? I look at this game more than I look at any of the previous games.
This is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like. It finally happened one time. And it's like, I told you so.
What finally happened one time?
They finally lost by not playing good enough defense.
Finally, they've lost a bunch of games by not playing good enough defense.
I'm talking about when they were up against a championship caliber squad.
They've lost a bunch of games by not playing defense. What do you mean? And like you said, there's only one Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lost some games to the non-Milwaukee Bucks by not playing defense.
So, okay. Well, this is what I mean. So that's just what happens in the NBA. Just they always win. Milwaukee lost 2 games to the Spurs, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to lose games. You're going to have nights where you don't play defense.
Well, they have more nights than not where they don't play defense.
And this is what I didn't want, and I know what's going to happen. I know it's going to happen tomorrow on the show. I know what's going to happen here. Overreacting to this loss.
I'm not overreacting.
It's a loss. They lost the game.
I'm not overreacting. Milwaukee
is some big-time shots. They got the best player in the world, and they came out with a win. They lost the game. It happened.
I'm not overreacting. I'm just saying giving up 80 points and a half ain't good.
I'm not saying it is good.
I'm not overreacting.
I'm saying that happens. I'm saying that happens.
I wouldn't say 80 and a half just happens.
So let me ask you this. If they would have gave up 70 and a half, would that have been better? Or 73? Would that have been better because it's not 80?
It would have been better than 80, but it's still bad.
It is what it is. That happens all the time. You watch the league all the time, people giving up 70 and a half. Like, that happens partly because don't nobody play defense except for, like, the Bucks and the Celtics sometimes. That's it. Nobody defends. Why do you think we get 40? I think I saw somewhere like, what's his name, Murphy from the Pelicans, had 40 the other night. They said I was like the 52nd person this year that scored 40.
Yeah, nobody's defending. A lot of guys score. Yeah, I'm not denying
nobody's defending out here.
But some people are not defending more than others.
So if you got the team with the best offense in the game and nobody's defending, who you think gonna win?
The team with the better defense.
Nobody's defending. I just told you that. Nobody's defending.
Y'all also tell me, ignore their numbers. They're like the best defensive team with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to go in a game. No, it matters.
So does that matter? Does that matter that they in the fourth quarter, they got like a top 10 defense?
It matters, but it also matters what you give up in the first three, because they're going to be nights like this where that they ain't going to let you get your little fourth quarter defense off.
Absolutely, there's going to be nights like this.
And like I said, when you're playing against an elite player, they're going to have nights where it ain't going to work.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
That's my only point. I wouldn't turn this into a ring of alarm. I mean, this is who they are. This is who they are. They're going to give up some big nights.
Absolutely.
And I'm saying, as I look toward April, and, you know, if you're the Kings, hopefully May, how many big nights can you afford to give up and just say, well, it's because he's good?
Now, hey, to your point, I want to see it happen.
I see too many
8 of the last 10 against these playoff teams that was supposed to ramp it up after the All-Star break. I want to see it happen more than 8 of the last. They would have already won a series if that's the case. They would have won 2 series at that point. Wait for these people to ramp up every night.
Unfortunately for them, they don't get to play a series, but they get to play 8 different teams or whatever. The series is against one team. It ain't against Phoenix over here, then Utah over here. Then we get to drop, I don't know, Detroit in here, and it don't work like that.
They didn't play all these playoff teams that everybody said was going to ramp up once the break came through, and they didn't beat them.
I haven't gone through and looked at all their schedules. I wasn't prepared to go through.
I'll tell you, it was the Clippers twice. It was the Knicks. It was the Suns, and now the Bucks.
Okay.
They solid. And what I say is, to your point, I think we agree on this one. This is the Sacramento Kings. This is how they play, and sometimes it's gonna get you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, the Bucks had to hit all those shots. The Bucks hit their shots. They mm-hmm. hit their shots. Javon Carter. There was situations where the defense was as good as it gets, and the Bucks knocked down the shot. You tip your hat. That's the NBA.
Okay.
Javon Carter with Fox flying out at you again. Make that, you know, for 4 straight nights. And if you do, you tip your hat. Yeah. Chris Middleton, if you get an average 31 – against the Kings, they're gonna have to play better defense. I want to see you average 31. I want to see you average 31.
So I'm saying play better defense.
I want to see you average 31.
He can average 31. A guy like that could average 31 on them.
He could. He might.
They're not going to play in the final, so we ain't got to worry about that.
Oh.
I mean, so.
Are we playing the Celtics?
Who is we? Yeah. You've been smoking something from that beam. That beam that got you jacked up. We can't put this team in the finals.
they can't get to the finals. Who gonna beat them?
I ain't gonna say they can't, but what I'm saying is
they can't get to the finals.
What?
You just said they can't get to the finals.
I'm saying they won't.
The way
they play defense, they can't. Okay, I'll clarify. The way they play defense, they can't get to the finals.
Who gonna beat them? That plays better defense.
Denver will beat them.
Then they just lose to the Bulls at home.
So
then they just give up one.
Teams lose games sometimes.
I thought they played great defense. Then they just give up 120 something to the Nets at home.
Okay.
But they play defense, though, right?
The question was who could beat them. I said Denver could beat the Kings in a series.
Why could Denver beat them?
Because they
play defense.
They can beat them. Because they're a better team.
And the Kings can beat them. The Kings can beat them.
Kings ain't beating them four times.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll see. Maybe not.
Healthy Phoenix four times.
Maybe not. We'll see. We talk about what Phoenix can do and KD. KD got to stay on the court.
Agreed. That's why I said a healthy Phoenix.
Healthy anybody's good, but if you can't stay on the court, a healthy KD, he might have more than two chips right now, but he ain't been able to stay healthy.
Yeah.
So we're gonna ask him to stay healthy for another 2 months. I hope he does because I love seeing him play. But he couldn't stay healthy through warmups the other day.
Oh, that's cold blooded, man.
It is what it is. I hope he can stay healthy for 2 months because I love seeing him play.
Yeah, me too. I'm just saying, like I said, all I'm saying is that I don't think I'm crazy to say that their defense can be a concern in a 7-game series against the best of the best players, because the best of the best will eat this up, and then you don't want a guy averaging 40 something in a series. I think it can happen.
Okay.
I think I could go through every team below them and pick a guy who could average 40 on them.
And Fox can average 30. They and the Kings can go. They going through the whole league and they averaging 120. What's going to happen in what? What's
they ain't
happen?
Playing the Rockets twice in the playoffs, you know.
Well, they didn't put up one. They put up 124 tonight. Put up 128 the other day. Put up 175 the other day.
Why the other day? Okay.
And that wasn't the Rockets. That was all these playoff teams.
Okay.
You think that's gonna stop in the playoffs? Serious question. You think that's gonna stop in the playoffs? You think they're gonna stop?
Slow down a little bit. I think it's gonna slow down a little bit.
I think 120 right now. What do you think it'll be in the playoffs?
What?
They're at 120 a game right now. What do you think it'll be in the playoffs?
I don't know. It depends on who they match up with. If they play Dallas, Dallas may go ahead and say, we don't care. We want to do the same thing. But if you get a team, like I said, like a Minnesota this is not to say Minnesota would beat them.
Minnesota's a better defensive team than people give credit for.
You get a team that can muck up a game, like a Minnesota, who has a big guy like a Gobert, you know, who can muck up things and get the – and if they allow teams to get physical and slow things down, as has usually been the case in the postseason, I could potentially see some problems for them if they can't get to that 120 mark.
They're one of the best half-court teams in basketball offensively. And they've been one of the most physical players in the game. You want to muck it up with Sabonis? you think he's afraid of some contact?
I'll take my chances with Rudy Gobert against him if I was Minnesota.
Rudy Gobert. So Rudy Gobert, the one that couldn't stay on the court in the playoffs against Jalen Brunson and Maxi Kleber, we gonna worry about him?
Okay. I'm just proposing.
Now Rudy that guy. Now he that guy. He couldn't do nothing for Utah for three straight years. Now he that guy.
Why would they couldn't do nothing?
Stop it. Now he that guy.
That was on Quinn Snyder for leaving him out there to guard Terrence Mann.
Yeah, he can't be on the court. That's the problem.
Sabonis is going to shoot three.
Be on the court.
Sabonis ain't going to play in the post.
Sabonis be on the dribble handoffs. They're going to dribble handoff him.
Sabonis is going to shoot threes the whole series.
They're going to dribble in the corner
like Terrence Mann.
They saw Rudy Gobert the other day. And Rudy Gobert, good defender. He changes some things around the rim. But we saw that a week ago. And they put up 131 something, 120.
And they took a loss.
They beat him in Minnesota when Rudy was out there.
Wasn't Minnesota beat him with two?
Rudy didn't play that game.
Okay. But still, all I'm saying is that I'm not going to buy into they can't. It's okay.
Nobody said it's okay.
You're telling me it's okay.
I said it happens.
Okay, 80 points and a half happens. Yeah. 80 points and a half happens.
It only happens with the Kings, really, and what they put on people's head. Okay. Kings don't be giving up 80 points like that. They do that to other teams.
Sometimes. More times
than it happens to them. Hmm? More times than it happens to them.
Okay. We'll see in April.
People have been saying this all year. This is a funny thing about it. They've been saying it all year. When it was December. Oh, we're gonna see when the season when the calendar changes. Oh, we're gonna see come All-Star break. All-Star break come.
What people have been saying. I don't care what
we keep pushing it back. Every time we're gonna see after the All-Star break when things ratchet up and they still putting numbers on people's head. And now we're gonna see in the playoffs. Okay, I already know what's gonna happen. They're gonna do the same stuff they've done all year in the playoffs.
I don't care what people say.
They're gonna do the same thing they've done all year in the playoffs. The same exact thing. Because every single time it's been pushed back further and further. We're gonna see in the first of the year. We're gonna see after the All-Star break. We're gonna see once we get to the playoffs. And they do the same thing. They're gonna put up points, and they're not gonna be a great defensive team. And that's gonna be the same thing in the playoffs. Ain't nothing gonna change. Ain't nobody slowing them down in the playoffs.
Okay, just historically. How have teams who play defense the way they do historically done in the playoffs?
I mean, they've won a round or two at the very least. They haven't won a championship. So if they want to win a championship, they've got to tighten it up on the defensive end. But they've been successful. Absolutely.
Well, if winning a round is success, I guess.
Uh-huh.
If winning a round is success, yeah, you're right.
I'm saying they've won rounds in the playoffs. That's all I said. You went around. Is that it? That's not successful?
Depends on who you're talking about.
You're right. So we're talking about the Sacramento Kings. So now, so look, it's happened again. Now it's a finals. It's a championship win, or this wasn't a successful season.
That's not what I said. You asked me a general question. I think it depends on who you are. If you win a playoff series, well, first off, them being where they are is already a success.
I agree.
You know, I'm not here to say like, okay, now that they're where they are now, that I'm going to completely shift and be like, if they don't win a championship, it's been a bad season. No, I'm not saying that. That's not even what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't like the way they play defense. And I haven't liked it all year. I've been consistent with that.
You have. I don't like the way they play defense. I love the way they play offense, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Offense is wonderful. I don't like the way they play defense. And I've never wavered on that. I don't like it. Maybe I'm just an old man now, you know, but I don't like seeing guys just go to the basket and do what they want to do and dunk and with no one getting in front of them and perimeter guys letting guys just go. But I don't like – it frustrates me more that they play defense in the fourth quarter.
Because
I'm like, what the hell are you waiting on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like seeing guys run by you for three quarters and say, okay, now it's time? Because my point is this. In the postseason, if you carry that habit to the postseason, it will burn you.
That's
my point.
You're 100% right. My whole thing is nobody plays defense. That doesn't mean that the Kings shouldn't play defense because nobody plays defense. I want to make that clear. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what that means. But when you talk about in the playoffs, things will be different. For who's going to make a difference?
Now you sound like the little kid. Well, hey, they stayed out past curfew.
No.
I gotta come home. Well, I gotta
No. All I'm saying is you're saying things will be different in the playoffs. Who's gonna make it different? There ain't nobody playing defense, so ain't nobody gonna make it different. Now, if you want to make the argument that somebody, will like outscore them, like what happened tonight, valid argument that could happen, but it ain't gonna turn into 101, 105.
It ain't even gonna be
the Kings give up 120 and only score 103. Like that ain't happening. They're scoring 120 more times than not in the playoffs because nobody plays defense.
We'll see. I refuse to believe. I said maybe I'm a dinosaur. Possible.
What you're saying makes perfect.
I refuse to believe that teams will get to the postseason and be like, you know what? The hell with it. Let's just no one play defense and let's see what happens.
They don't have no choice because they ain't no good defensive teams. The teams that I think are good on defense is potentially the Clippers, the Suns, the Celtics, and the Bucks.
Let's see. I think Memphis. If Memphis has Steven Adams and Ja, they can be good on defense.
They won't be.
Oh, you think Ja gonna be in rehab the whole time?
I don't think Ja's good on defense himself.
I'm saying if they get Aquaman back, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I think, you know, but yeah, there's some teams with some potential possibly to play defense, maybe.
I doubt it.
Well, my point is just that the fact that you let the best of the best get comfortable like that, it can be a problem. Mm. And I could foresee, I don't know, I could foresee a Brandon Ingram getting 40 a night on them. Okay, I'm crazy for thinking Brandon Ingram could score on the Kings.
It's not Brandon Ingram for scoring the Kings. What are they going to do on the defensive end?
I don't know.
De'Aaron averaged 35. Sabonis averaged 25.
Okay.
Everybody else averaged whatever would add up.
I'm not worried about the Kings on offense. I know they're going to score. I ain't worried about that.
But I guess this is where this comes from. And I haven't made this clear. With the Sacramento Kings, traditionally and typically, if you can't stop them, you're not going to beat them. So I think that's where the disconnect comes. Like
that's where we're viewing it differently.
Yeah, if you can't stop them, you're not going to beat them.
It's a perspective thing. We're viewing it from different perspectives.
Right.
You're looking at, well, they can't be stopped, and I'm looking at they can't stop anyone. So,
but the way I like, obviously the Kings can be beat, and the way I look at them is thinking that you're going to outscore them because they don't play no defense. You're not going to beat them that way. You're going to have to defend. You're going to have to stop them to beat them. And I look at those teams that I mentioned. I think they can, you know, lock up to a certain degree, even though Kevin Herter was going crazy and they were letting poor Grayson Allen get destroyed. Milwaukee was getting stops towards the end of the game. And that's how they were able to beat the Kings, in my opinion. I know people see the 133 and the 80 points and a half. I thought it's because down the stretch, Milwaukee was able to get stops.
Yeah.
And continue to score.
Yeah.
I don't think there are a lot of teams. I shouldn't say that. If you can't do that, they're just going to keep scoring. eventually you're going to miss shots. Like, I think that's how this plays out. If you can't do what Milwaukee did last night or this tonight, because they went on, I want to say they went on like a 9-0, 10-0 run, you got to get the O.
There was like an 11-2 run.
Yeah, you got to get the O or get the 2. If you can't get the O or the 2, the Kings is just going to go 11-11, 11, and eventually it's going to turn into 11-9. Like, that's what this team does. So I don't know. There are a lot of teams that are going to be able to get the O or the 2.
Maybe.
Milwaukee's one of them.
Okay.
I think the Clippers could be one of them in the West. I think the Clippers could be one of them. I think the Suns could be one of them.
I'm looking at 1 through 10 in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Of teams who I just say, you know, if you play the Warriors at home, or if the Warriors are the road team, of course they're not going to stop a nosebleed.
Crazy enough, the Warriors played Statistically, they play good defense at home. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, on the road, they seven. How are they 7-26 on the road? That don't even seem possible. Okay, let's go through teams below them. Phoenix, I think they. I don't know about their depth though, but they have the potential with Ayton and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You don't have faith in your boy Draymond to rally the troops defensively?
Not on the road, no.
I think everyone believes the Clippers can do it.
Yeah, that's one of the teams I said.
Minnesota. I think Minnesota, depending on what you get, you know, they're kind of – because the thing is in the West, once you get past three or four, everyone's kind of in a big bunch. It has – there's no team where I can't find it. You can't say they got some type of issue.
Yeah.
Dallas?
You know, real quick about Minnesota, the interesting thing about them is I like what they could potentially could do on the defensive end without Cat. Mm-hmm. And because it allows them to play McDaniels and Slo-Mo. Mm-hmm. When Cat comes back, one of those two will come off the floor. And that's actually I don't think that helps them.
It does. No one was calling Cat, you know, the next Hakeem Olajuwon defensively in the first place. So you put him out there, and that's why that trade was odd to me. I'm like, why would you put him in a position to have to be in space defensively?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, but what do I know? At least they're not collecting point guards anymore, I guess. You go to Dallas. Dallas, they don't care about defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty obvious. The Lakers, this version of the Lakers is a much better defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
They have the potential to be a problem defensively, but the Lakers are, you know, they'd have to somehow match up with them. And right now, mm-hmm. the Lakers would be more than likely would be playing a Denver team if they were, because they're 9 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you don't worry, you know. So, but I mean, that would be a tricky matchup. I think they're a better defensive. I think they're like, since they got Vanderbilt in them, they're like the number one or number two defensive rated team.
Last time I saw it was like number two. I think that was Friday.
New Orleans, we don't know if half their players are going to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, then you start going down to, you know, well, shoot, you know, we know they won't see San Antonio or Houston, you know, but hey.
Yeah.
Like I said, my thing is more so that when you look at also some of those teams, they all have guys who can get crazy, ridiculously hot. And then mm-hmm. I don't love the idea of saying, well, we'll just always keep outscoring them too. I just, you know, I don't love it, but I know it's who they are. And that's where I'm coming from.
I understand it.
I know, you know, I'm not coming from a place of hate, or I'm saying where I'm coming from is I know they can score, but do you want to go into a series conceding the fact that maybe KD and Book are getting 35 a night each? Or do you want to concede 35, 30 plus to Kawhi and Devin? No, not Devin. PG. You know, do you want to, you know, concede a bunch of points to Luka and Kyrie? And thing is, they've won, so they beat Luka and Kyrie in that second, you know, that second game, but it wasn't like they just ran them off. Them guys was getting their shots too. And there're going to be some nights where the shot makers are going to make shots. So that's just me. Like I said, I'm just an old man. Maybe I don't believe in the beam enough. I don't know.
No, you need to believe in the beam more. That is what does need to happen.
Well, I never got my purple from up there, so I, you know, they haven't tried to influence my opinion of it. But you know, hey, I'm just saying, you know, that's just the way. When I look at a team that I think is good, I start looking at things they need to do better. That's why I'm looking at the Kings as a good team, and what do I see you got to do to do better? I'm not looking at them like, oh, they suck.
The Kings and I agree with you and a lot of people in this. They can run the gamut of, well, maybe you don't see the ceiling that I see. I think they can get to the finals. I think they could lose in the first round. Like, I think.
I agree. I don't see the finals, but I can see them winning two rounds. I can see them, they get a bad matchup in the first round and go out in the first round. And it wouldn't shock me. And to me, it wouldn't make their season any worse. I wouldn't be like, oh, you know, it to me would be a lesson of here's what we got to do going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, I mean, imagine if they mess around and they get, say, the Warriors in the first round, and for whatever reason, Steph and Clay go nuclear.
I think it is going to be the Warriors. The more I look at this thing, I think it's going to be the Warriors. They might get two They might get the two seed, and that might change some things up.
I mean, I part of me believes they'll get the two just because I don't know how, you know, what Memphis has won three in a row. But like tonight, they got the Mavs when the Mavs had like their three best guys out.
Yeah.
So I mean, how many nights are you going to get a game like that? I mean, they beat the Warriors. They played the Warriors in Memphis, and the Warriors can't beat, you know, they can't beat Folsom High School on the road right now. So you know, but they somehow beat Milwaukee.
Right.
So I mean, you know, but I wouldn't want to deal with Steph in a series.
I don't. I think the Kings are better than the Warriors. I think they're better than the Warriors this year.
I do too.
But I don't want to play Steph Curry.
Yeah, I think they're better than the Warriors. But do you really want to deal with that? You know, for a seven game, I think they're better than Phoenix. But if Phoenix had everybody back, would you want to deal with that? You know, in a series. A series is different than I played you in February, and then I play you again in March. It's different. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different factors. You know, it's, you're not getting them on a second night of a back-to-back, 3-4. There's different things that go into it. And that's why I say the playoffs are different. I think David just chimed in and said, you know, that's why it slows down.
Mm-hmm. Now, and here's what I'll say about that. And then we can move on because there was something else I did want to ask you.
Okay.
The Kings are—they're not like run and gun, 7 seconds or less. Like they score in the half court. So if it's like,
yeah,
yo, the game's slowing down. Like that's not it shouldn't affect what they do on the offensive end, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But we, like you've been saying, we will see.
We'll see. Yeah,
we'll see all of this soon enough.
I'm more concerned about their half court defense than their half court offense. I don't worry about them scoring for the most part. You know, if they go through some stretches where they don't score, it could be a problem. I don't sit around and go, man, what if they only get 102 points? I don't think that's going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get, like I said, you know, and you got to worry about this too. Depends on who's calling the game. You get a whistle.
I'll get your boy Mark Davis. Get him out of here.
You know the refs treat Sabonis like he's me out there. You know, but maybe, you know, but shoot, maybe Trey will, you know, throw hands again. You never know.
So that's what I did want to ask you about. The end of the game, Trey Lyles smacking up Brooke Lopez. What'd you see on that whole situation? I blame it all on Giannis.
I was trying to figure out what happened. I was like, is he mad at Giannis? Like, what is going on? You get the thing with Giannis, and it's like, I say this. I got if Giannis was talking slick or something, I got no problem with Trey having it. I don't think it didn't look like to me that Giannis did anything. Maybe he said something.
I thought he did too. Giannis comes sideways across the court to mm-hmm. get in front of Trey Lyles. It looked like he might have said something under his breath. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Trey just didn't like the fact that Giannis came bumping into him a little bit.
Yeah.
And he didn't – it was the wrong time to mess with Trey Lyles. He didn't like that.
Yeah. And, you know, so, yeah. And then, you know, and then he did what he did. Brooke did what he was supposed to do. You don't touch my superstar.
Mush the kicker in his face.
I grew up on 80s basketball. That was a minor skirmish.
I've seen situations in 80s basketball. I think it was like Lakers Celtics in the finals. And something like that happened. And then they went to James Worthy shooting a free throw. No ejections, no technicals.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Yeah, I mean.
And James Worthy shot free throws.
Because everyone rushes on the court to break it up, and the coaches rush to keep it. Always, I'm like, there really wasn't much of nothing. They'll laugh about that in the summer if they see each other. Man, what was you doing? Oh, and 9 times out of 10, most of these guys do not really want to fight.
No, they don't want to fight because there's an opportunity to sock somebody right there. They don't do it. And now I hope nobody socked anybody.
You do the whole little hand, open hand push.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Or
they just say, I push, you know, nobody's swinging. I mean, this ain't like, you know, Larry Bird, Dr. J squaring. You know, guys ain't squaring up. And, you know, and my man Zebo's retired. So, I mean, you know, he ain't out there, you know. For a minute, Memphis had two or three of the like to fight guys. So,
right. Yeah. Trey Lyles gets one game. Two games? Any suspension?
I don't know if they consider that a punch.
Open hand slap. I think he gets a game.
I think that would be a week one game suspension. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hell, I wouldn't have. I probably just would have been like, okay, that's a tech, play on. I wouldn't have ejected anybody either. It's always kind of like a gray area over what they considered a punch or a, you know, do you consider the open hand to the face with the pie face type thing a punch?
Yeah.
If you do with the game, you know, it's like, and to me, how is that different from a shove? Because to me, it's more like a shove.
Yeah.
To me, a punch is you swinging.
Yeah.
And I don't think Trey swung on him. I've seen worse contact on a flagrant foul.
Trey with a nice tactic of mush him in the face and then immediately go for the throat. So you get your distance, your reach on him. So mm-hmm. he can't like size up right back. Though
Brooke is like way bigger than him. So that's
And then Brooke did this thing where he grabbed him by the back of the head. And I don't know, maybe he couldn't get the other hand free. That was a great typical NBA fight.
And then the best part about it, Giannis is over there like, ha, this is crazy.
Giannis stirring up all this mess.
Yeah, he's over there like, huh, look at them. They're going to get in trouble for that. He's going to have to break Brooke off for that fine he's going to get.
I like Giannis. That's my boy.
Because Brooke is going to be like, you know what? I got that fine because you want to play silly ball while you're dribbling. So you know what? You know what? Break me up. You know, hit me with that to whatever 10, 15K, whatever it's going to be, 25K. Thank you. Yeah. Giannis can afford it.
Now, the thing is, Trey Lyles, I do recognize that if you're going to, like, you know, mush or, you know, we'll call it a mush, don't mush and then just sit there and act like nothing's going to happen. You better have that other hand ready. And he had the other hand ready to come with, you know, like a little choke, you know, a little choke slam action.
Yeah.
You can't mush and just think the other guy ain't going to do nothing.
You're looking at us coaching up fake NBA fights. Mush, and then, you know, they, it may give the appearance you were really about that life. Man, these dudes don't want to fight. I mean, these guys don't want to fight. They all have, like, the same five agents, and, you know, and they don't want to fight each other. They're going to be the same office agent off-season party and during summer league hanging out. I mean, they don't want to do anything. I mean, the days of like real fighting have been, you know, David Stern got that about the, you know, he got that about the league.
Thank God, man, because they don't need all that fighting. Them boys are too big to be fighting. Like, this ain't featherweights out there fighting. Some people forget, like, when they say, and I get it, like, oh, they ain't going to fight. We probably don't want them to fight. that's not anything that is good for anybody.
Yeah, in the era of, and that's the reason why the whole Draymond thing was such a big deal. Like, he actually punched him, for real punched him.
Yeah.
And in the era of social media and all that, they don't need that being replayed over. Like, imagine if the malice happened during, like, the Twitter, Instagram era. I mean, the video was crazy enough, but imagine if that, you know, and we all know in that situation that it was, you know, players were provoked, whatever the case may be, you know, but, you know, there, even in situations like that, no one needs to, you don't want another Kermit Washington, Rudy Tomjanovich. You don't need a guy like, you're an MVP candidate breaking his hand on someone's face like Kareem did back in the day. No. You know, you don't want that. Like I say, to me, what the NBA saving grace was that Jermaine O'Neal slipped on the wet floor that night in Detroit because he would have ended that man.
Yeah. I didn't mean to laugh at all that stuff, but Jesse sent the picture to the group chats saying Trey was setting up for a choke slam. He got a steal shot. Trey a choke slam from hell.
Oh, this picture is hilarious. And it's like, what's Grayson Allen doing? I'm surprised someone just didn't take a chance to punch Grayson Allen.
Right. Started a conflict with Brooke Lopez and then just turned to Grayson.
There's a fight going on. Someone just kicks Grayson for the hell of it. Like, I've always wanted to, like, there's Harrison right there. Like, Harrison, like, I want to do this for just because you want to do it. You know, but then again, Harrison's had his act of aggression for the decade. He got a tech last week.
He did.
So, I mean, Harrison won't raise his voice again until he retires.
Yeah. Yeah, facts. Jason, this was a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody who joined us live. For the
people who are arguing with each other, we're gonna be mad. Bruce is all fun. It's all
So do you guys see? You should see us when the show's over. What we argue about. The show's over.
Language is way worse when the show is over. My language is way worse. I'm trying to be, you know, cool right now.
You guys just got to see it on wax, man. So I appreciate you guys for jumping in on the live broadcast. If you like what you heard from J Street Vibes, or you think you like it and you want to try it out some more, you can check out. We got a new podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. Everywhere you can get your podcast. So check us out on that. Really, if you need to, you need to go to the Odyssey app and check that out. You know, if you want to go other places, that's fine too. But go to the Odyssey app and check out the podcast, the J Street Vibes podcast. And Jay, you got anything? You got anything else going on?
Working on right now. Next thing coming up, I got to come out on the Howard basketball team. This week. Yeah. Talking from Howard, you know.
First time they made the tournament since, what, 92 or something like that?
Yeah, 31 years. This team. Yeah, this team was 4-20-something 4 years ago.
Wow.
You know, it gives me hope because Cal was 3-29 this season.
Ain't the head coach gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Now we can see how they're going to mess this up again.
Come on, they gotta shell out the big bucks, man. They gotta get somebody in there.
They're going to shell out, you know.
Pac-12 is for the taking. UCLA and USC are going. It's time. It's time. It's time you make your move, Cal.
I have no faith right now. I have none. Like, shell out the big bucks. Maybe they'll I could go on about some of their cheap and inefficient coaching searches, you know. It's so bad for them is that even if they went to get the coach from St. Mary's, he'd be like, I got a way better job here. Why would I go to Berkeley?
He's not
lying. I can't justify anyone going to Cal right now.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. If you guys also like what you heard, Jason Jones, a.k.a. The Professor, will be on D-Lo and KC. I was about to say J Street Vibes. He'll be on there, too. But be on D-Lo and KC.
I'll be everywhere.
Tuesday in the 3 o'clock hour. So we'll talk more about this Kings-Bucks matchup. And, yeah, check me out on D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Monday through Friday, noon to 4. Every single day. Also, Jason, I don't know if you're doing anything on Friday. We got a live show at Sky River Casino in Elk Grove, 12 to 4. We'll be champagneing and campaigning a little bit afterwards as well. If you ain't doing nothing on Friday, if you ain't got the kids, come on, man.
Let me check my Palm Pilot, you know, see what's going on this weekend, you know.
Pull up on it. This NCAA tournament is St. Patrick's Day. Is D-Lo and KC. Pull up on us, man. Come on, man.
Do I have to wear green if I show up?
No, because I don't think I'm wearing green.
Okay.
Nobody better not pinch me.
We're going to have problems.
It's going to be Trey Lyles all over Sky River Casino. No doubt, man. But we appreciate y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all for checking out, man. Jason Jones, it's Kenny Caraway, J Street Vibes. We up out of here, baby.